Our friend Rachel is going to be doing the Chico Bodybuilding Show, and we're going to check her progress here. How you doing, Rachel?
I'm doing pretty good, Mike. Thanks. How are you?
I'm really fine. So here's the deal with this, and we talk about getting fit, getting in shape, and, you know, all this sort of stuff. I talk about it more than I do it. But Rachel's a mother of four, mid-30s, and planning a wedding, right?
Yeah, sounds like a lot when you put it that way.
Yes, exactly. There's a lot to do. So, I mean, that's a big complaint that everybody has about, oh, I don't have time to get in shape, and I don't have time to, yeah, you know, I feel guilty, but we do if we want to. So, now this Chico Bodybuilding Show is coming up. You said it's like end of May. It's May 30th or 31st, right?
May 31st, yeah, last day of May.
Okay. Couple of things I wanted to ask you about. First of all, I saw on your Facebook that you have just gotten sick. So
I got pneumonia. Can you believe that?
A month before the competition, you have pneumonia. So now your doctor said you can't work out for a little while, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it easy. It's taking a little wind out of my sails, but I'm just going to recoup and come back stronger than ever.
How much is this going to hurt you? Because you're in the bikini portion of the bodybuilding show. How much is this going to, like, set you back, do you think?
Well, I'm hoping not a lot. I'm eating very well still, and that plays a huge factor in it. And, you know, I've got a really good coach who has promised to get me back on track as quickly as possible as soon as I'm able to. So we shall see. I'm not discouraged. I'm still definitely going to do it.
at this point, it's sort of more as much about, or maybe even more about your diet than it is about being able to work out and stuff. I imagine you can sit on the couch and do a little isometric stuff, flex your muscles and what have you if you need to, right?
Squeeze your muscles really tight. diet's such a huge factor, especially in the last month. So I know that if I can stay mentally strong and nail that down, that I'll still be in a really good position.
Okay, now here's the other thing I want to discuss with you today, because I haven't yet, is the equipment for your bikini contest. I remember seeing a couple, 3 weeks ago, you got your actual bikini.
I did. It's exciting.
That is a little bitty, small, little thing.
Yeah. It's. I don't know if it's quite hit me yet that I'm going to be wearing that in front of hundreds of people on stage, but yeah, it's small. It's really small. It's meant to show off your physique and your muscles, that's for sure.
Okay, now the other thing, and it's, what is that color? Like some sort of, is that like a metallic blue or something like that, or...?
It is. It's a metallic blue, and it's got some bling on it. And you want it to be, you know, be sparkly, but not blinding.
Okay. Okay, we don't want that. And then you've got, do you have to do the spray-on tan when you do this thing?
Yeah. They have a tanning on-site there, and it's a little more than your average spray-on tan. It's pretty, from what I hear, pretty thick, and, you know, you got to be careful. You have to bring your own sheets to cover your car with, because it'll get all over your car, and you gotta learn how to pee standing up so you don't get white freckle butt before the show.
Oh my. Have you practiced these things at all or not?
Not yet, but I imagine I probably should soon.
I would think so. Since you got all this time to recuperate from your pneumonia, you got time to work on that kind of thing and get your form for that down.
That's true.
Now, the other piece of equipment, I'm not sure if I got the name right, Bikini Bites, is that what it is? It's glue.
It is. It's like a roll-on, it looks like roll-on deodorant, but really it's roll-on glue, and it's meant to keep your suit into place. But, you know, again, you want to show off your physique, but you don't want to show off your wedgie. You know, you've learned so much about what needs to happen for these competitions, and Bikini Bite is a pretty big factor in making sure your suit stays in place.
Is it more for the bottom, or you'd put it on the top, too?
I imagine you can use it for both. I'm definitely more worried about the bottom area than I am the top, but some of the women's tops are pretty tiny, so you got to pull kind of a J-Lo move and make sure it's adhesive on there.
You know what? That's something I would probably try out this week, too, just to make sure you just kind of move every possible way you think you could. Roll around in the floor, maybe, just in case. and, you know, see if you pick up any extra lint or something off the carpet while you're at it. You never know. It might be a house cleaning thing you can do, too.
True.
So how much of this do you have to slather on, do you suppose?
Of the bikini bite?
Yes.
But I guess we'll figure it out. I don't want it to be stuck to me where I can't get it off.
See, that's what I was concerned about, is you might be wearing that blue metallic bikini for like 3 weeks after the competition is over.
I'll be walking down the aisle then in a blue bikini. That might be interesting.
Hey, these are the best wedding pictures ever.
I'm definitely going to be in good shape. I don't know if I want to show it off that much at my wedding, though.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Rachel, first of all, good luck with getting over the pneumonia. And I think I'm going to want to talk to you maybe a week or so before the competition and just see if you're still in or if you're chickened out yet.
Yeah, I'd love to share with you about peak week, which is probably a really, really important factor in bikini preparation. And that's the week before, so good timing.